ZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A judge and former judge arrested by immigration police. ABC's Brian Clark.
FBI Director Kash Patel says that Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan intentionally misdirected federal agents away from a man they sought to arrest last week in her courthouse.
Dugan faces federal charges. The case involves an undocumented immigrant. In New Mexico, a former Dona County magistrate, Joel Cano, resigned from his position in March. He and his wife were arrested, accused of knowingly allowing members of a Venezuelan gang to live on his property. For fraud and identity theft, former Congressman George Santos is sentenced by a federal judge in New York to 87 months in prison. Santos cried, says he regrets it. American consumer sentiment is down for a fourth straight month, says the latest survey from the University of Michigan. The Vatican says 250,000 mourners have paid their respects to Pope Francis over 3 days. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. If you're heading to the NFL Draft happening in the Lambeau Field area of Green Bay today and tomorrow, there are a few things you need to know about what's allowed in the draft campus. First is the league's clear bag policy. Clear plastic, vinyl, or PVC bags measuring 12 by 6 by 12 are allowed. 1 gallon clear plastic freezer bags are allowed. And non-clear bags can only measure 4.5 by 6.5 inches. They can't have any buckles, grommets, hardware, or decor that conceal any part of the bag. All other bags are prohibited. Prohibited items also include, of course, firearms and weapons of any kind, but also umbrellas, chairs, drones, fireworks or explosives of any kind, frisbees, laser pointers, noisemakers like whistles or horns, motorized scooters and skateboards are also prohibited as well. So are bottles, cans, thermoses, cups, or any beverage container at all, unless purchased at the venue, or unless it's an empty, refillable water bottle. All non-event banners, flags, or signs, and any offensive, obscene, or discriminatory clothing is prohibited, as well as all tobacco products and e-cigarettes. The NFL OnePass app will have more information on what you can and cannot bring into the NFL draft campus. Saturday is Drug Take-Back Day throughout Wisconsin. Sites across the state will accept medications in various forms, including capsules, inhalers, vials, and creams. They'll also accept medications for pets. A full list of Drug Take-Back Day collection sites is available on the Wisconsin DHS website. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News.
The Packers finally take a receiver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay at the NFL Draft. The Packers used the 23rd pick overall to select a wide receiver, Matthew Golden, 6 foot even, 195 pounds, out of Texas.
You know, definitely a lot of emotions, man. It all go back to, wanting to be drafted in the first round. And, I knew it was an opportunity, each team. When the Packers came, I had a feeling, like I said, that they was going to come get me. And, once I got the call, I answered, and they told me they was picking me, man. So it was a lot of excitement.
GM Brian Gutekunst on the decision to finally take a wide receiver in the first round in 23 years.
Obviously, he's a very gifted athlete, gifted football player, but he's also just wired exactly how we want our guys in the locker room, and I think he's going to fit in really well.
The draft continues tonight. Baseball, the Brewers in St. Louis to open a 3-game weekend series. NBA playoffs, game 3 of the Bucks and the Pacers tonight at Fiserv Forum. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Damp and dreary this afternoon. With rain rolling through, it'll wind down early this evening. However, high temperatures are stuck to the low 50s with breezy winds out of the north. There's a small chance of some sprinkles tonight. Otherwise, clearing clouds overnight with a bright and beautiful day tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 46 degrees at our studios.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease. I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Mino and the Mayor.
You're just dressed very well today.
You're wearing
Jeff.
The Mayor of Green Bay sweater
it's
vest.
It's a Green Bay vest.
And you're
vest.
Very nice. You look like you're going to speak to the Chamber of Commerce and announce your re-election for mayor or something. That's what you look like. I've been there, Jim.
You have.
I was with you for 20 years.
You were great.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS. And the Civic Media app.
For Superhero Day, let's honor the real or fictional heroes who inspire us. I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Jerry Barr. Whether they wear a mask, capes, scrubs, or uniforms, we'll share why it's a real celebration.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of the Todd Allball Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third and final hour of today's program, this week's program. Apple says that they are going to be moving out of China, or at least some of their production, specifically their iPhone production. This is interesting. You would think, oh boy, they're bringing them back to the United States. They're going to make things here. No, not so much. They sell 60 million iPhones every year in the United States, but right now they're making them in China, and they have mostly Foxconn, which is a Chinese company. But increasingly, Apple is a company that doesn't actually make things. They license essentially. I mean, you know, they hire a third party to actually make the things. Foxconn actually makes our phones, by and large. And if they move to India, it'll probably be Tata Electronics, which is a giant, an Indian electronics giant. Right now, the tariffs to India are paused. They were 26% because the Indian government, which Trump is fond of, because, you know, Modi is a bit of an authoritarian himself. And although not as much as Xi, but certainly more than Trump. But this is, it's so much for Donald Trump's, we're going to bring him back home. Yeah. The USA only accounts for a little over a quarter of Apple's global iPhone shipments, 28% last year of their 232.1 million global iPhones sold. Wow. Good work if you can get it. And our geeky science for the week, for the day, this is fascinating. This is from the Times of London. This is British news. This is not American news. Research into whether the sun could be dimmed to combat global warming will be given the go-ahead by the British government within weeks, and £50 million is expected to be spent on experiments and analysis. They're talking about spraying aerosolized particles high in the atmosphere. This is based on natural experiments. For example, when Mount Pinatubo blew some years ago, there was an entire year where, crops failed and things because the summer just never really got going. We had, and there was, there was one of these back, the little ice age back in the 1700s, as I recall, which again was caused by a volcanic eruption. The volcanic eruption throwing all this particulate matter, particularly sulfur compounds, into the upper atmosphere, where they reflect the sunlight of the sun away from the Earth, back out into space, and thus it never gets through, and so the planet cools down. This is called geoengineering. They're also looking at what they call marine cloud brightening. That's putting sea salt, ocean water, into the atmosphere, because the salt itself will form little white salt crystals, and they will reflect the sunlight back. Another option that they're looking at is thinning out cirrus clouds, which trap heat in the Earth. Cirrus are the real high, kind of very thin clouds. by basically seeding them with something. I mean, they used to use iodine compounds. The dangers are substantial. I mean, they could disrupt global weather patterns. In fact, it's almost certain that they will. They're just betting that the disruption is going to be a favorable one. There could be negative impacts on agriculture as a result of altered sunlight and rainfall. There are potential health risks if the stuff that they're spraying into the upper atmosphere gets into our lungs, you know, or into our ecosystems. Salt, for example, is, you know, for the spraying seawater water up there, salt is not something that is generally, like, good for soil, for example. I mean, you know, the old biblical idea of, you know, salt the earth to make it so that, you know, nobody can grow anything for generations on that land. And then there is the ethical and governmental challenges related to unilateral climate interventions, one country doing it without considering the impact it'll have on other countries. One of the scientists at The Guardian interviewed about this said this is like treating cancer with aspirin. You're not dealing with the cause. You're dealing with the symptoms. Yes, you may have a headache from your cancer, but you don't treat the cancer with an aspirin. You treat the headache with the aspirin, but you don't treat the cancer. You treat the cancer by, you know, chemo or surgery or whatever, but in the case of this metaphor. And increasingly what we're seeing, and I saw this, Lila Connors and Leo DiCaprio and George DiCaprio and Earl Katz and I made a series of movies, four short movies that are on YouTube, and then one feature-length movie, Ice on Fire, that it was in theaters. And I'm in all of them and wrote large chunks of them, and Leo is in all of them, Leonardo, about climate change. And in fact, he made two additional movies that I'm in on climate change that I didn't play as large a role in. The 11th Hour was the first one. And for one of those movies, we went over to Germany. We were up in Svalbard, Norway. We were in Costa Rica. We went over to Germany and Switzerland. And we visited a facility where they were running these giant, they look like, you know, giant air conditioning units. But what they were doing was capturing carbon out of the air. But they were using electricity to do it. It was, you know, it was a very expensive process. But one of the things I learned when we got back and I started really digging into this was that the major advocates for carbon capture and storage are the fossil fuel companies. Because, you know, you got a choice, right? You could either cut out the cancer or you can treat the headache with the aspirin, right? And the fossil fuel companies, being the cancer, don't want to get cut out. And so they're like, well, you know, if it's too warm, we can just spray this stuff into the upper atmosphere and everything will be good. So anyway, the best of those movies, by the way, that you can see for free on YouTube, and I encourage you to check it out. It's only 11 minutes long. It's called Last Hours. And just go over to YouTube and plug in Last Hours and Hartman and DiCaprio. And it'll pop right up and it'll blow your mind. Anyhow, 13 minutes past the hour. What's on your mind today? It's Anything Goes Weekend. Any, whatever topic you want to talk about. Normally we just kind of screen for the topics of the day, as it were. But Friday is our anything day. CJ in Shreveport, Louisiana. Hey, CJ, what's on your mind today?
Well, this one has kind of been a topic for today and yesterday, et cetera. It's about autism and why the number of cases seems to be rising and have been rising. While there are certainly things to be looked at, that they, you know, possibly the whole actual number of cases has gone up, a large part of it has to do with diagnostic criteria having changed so that more of things that used to not be considered autism are now considered autism. So, exactly. Of course, the people that have those, yeah.
Exactly.
So
same thing with ADHD.
Analogy.
I mean, I've written 7 books on ADHD and started, my first book was published in 1994, and I've seen the same thing. I mean, you know, it's like if you do better screening, you find more people. It doesn't mean that there's a sudden epidemic.
Well, yeah, kind of the reverse of that was during COVID when Codename Krasnov was saying, you know, if we don't test as many people, we won't find as many cases, and our numbers will improve.
Exactly.
You remember that?
I do remember. A sad moment.
Kind of the reverse of that. But anyway, I have a little analogy I came up with on a political forum last week that I think you might appreciate. Mm-hmm. And if instead of people with autism, we talk about whole numbers, counting numbers, 1, 2, 3, you know, the numbers we use to count things mm-hmm. with. And there's an infinite number of those. And we notice that a lot of them, if you divide them by 2, you come out with another whole number. And we call that being even. But we notice that some numbers, they don't work that way. It's kind of odd that they don't work that way. There's something odd about them. And we could call that oddism. So there are some numbers that are oddistic. And if we notice that, say, the number 3 exhibits that, because if you divide it by 2, you get 1.5, not another whole number.
Correct.
So, and then we noticed that any number that ends in 3, if we take all of the Arabic numerals that make up the decimal Arabic numerals, or if we wanted to put it another way, decimal numerals that are Arabic mm-hmm. or DNA in the diginome of the whole of all of the digits of the number, if the last one is 3, then that number is also oddistic.
Okay. I get what you're saying.
Yeah. Right. And then later we find out that 7 is also the same way. And then the total number of numbers
13.
That exhibit oddism have gone up from 10% to 20%.
There you go.
So we got this skyrocketing
CJ, I love
epidemic.
It. I got to tell you, years ago, a decade and a half ago or thereabouts, maybe a little longer, I was invited to keynote the Mensa Society in Los Angeles. And I had tried to get into Mensa back when I was a teenager, but it didn't quite make it. My brother has been in Mensa for years and years, but my brother Steve. And but they invited me, and I told them how I couldn't pass their test. But it was like the whole room was full of people. I felt just like me. You know, I'm guessing half the people in that room were Aspies. You know, were on the autistic spectrum. You know, just really kind of geeky, wonderful people. And I felt so at home, and it just to have Bob Kennedy come out and just trash talk autistic people just infuriates me. I don't know how to say it beyond that. Yeah. And so anyhow, CJ, thanks for the oddism. That was a good one. I like that. Thank you. Nothing like a little math on a Friday afternoon, right? Or Friday morning here on the West Coast. 17 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend as we roll into the weekend. Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. We'll be right back.
Watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
They told us nothing but lies.
These timeshare thieves out there are terrible.
They bullied us.
Our timeshare is all a scam.
They stole from us. They were thieves.
I was completely taken advantage of.
Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group, and I know the tough spot you're in. Are you asking yourself, why did I buy that timeshare? I'll tell you why, because that presentation wasn't a normal sales pitch. It was a show to convince you that timeshare is a great investment. They told you it was available today and today only. They said you're foolish if you don't buy, and unfortunately, You believed them. We get over 3,000 complaints a week from folks just like you that were misled into buying a timeshare.
Give us a call. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-838-2626. 800-838-2626. 800-838-2626.
The Veteran Salute on Mino and the Mayor is brought to you by Nate Olson at Olson Legal Group, a veteran-owned business in Oshkosh and Berlin, specializing in estate planning, real estate, and all business matters. Visit them online, olsonlegalgroup.com.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
David Hogg, Democratic National Committee Vice Chair, says, no, we're going to spend $20 million to take out fellow Democrats who are either too old or not voting progressive enough. And Republicans are doing this as well. They don't want any compromise, zero-sum game. I spent 30 years in politics. The best politics are pragmatic. You get 75% of the loaf and you move on.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org. Supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
I walked in the door, they said, watch what you say. But I knew the truth don't matter anyway. First thing I did, tore the watchdogs down, said the deep state was out to take my crown. CIA, FBI, I called them a joke. Truth's just a fire, and I love the smoke. Took their reports, threw them in the bin, cause facts don't count when you know you can spend. Them like fools. Break the laws, just change the game. When you're on the refs, you don't feel no shame.
Welcome back, 23 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Susan in St. Charles, Missouri. Hey, Susan, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how you doing? Good. My question to you today is, I don't know if you've heard about yet, but the latest insane executive order was signed yesterday by Trump, who I believe is a tool for Project 2025, regarding him ordering his personal DOJ to investigate Act Blue.
Right.
Now, Act Blue is our, you know, grassroots Democratic funding, campaign funders, who I have always, even on my limited income, have always donated to.
Mm-hmm.
And it bothers me because he's got so many law firms that have bent to his will that is it going to break Act Blue because they can't afford the attorney fees you know,
Act Blue is flushing cash, Susan. You know, they raised $1 billion last year. They asked for a 10% tip. I'm guessing that probably on average they're getting 1 or 2%, but even 1% of $1 billion is $10 million, if I'm doing my math right.
Okay.
I'm terrible doing math in my head.
Right.
I don't think they're going to have a problem other than, you know, if the Trump administration can find some, you know, incorrect things that fell through the cracks over there and nail them. You know, then somebody else is probably going to have to reinvent, you know, Act Blue somehow else. But
right,
it's just harassment.
Well, it is, and that's what, like I say, Trump is not smart enough to do half of the things that he has ordered. It's Project 2025 running the show.
Yep, and Stephen.
And then one other point. Yes, exactly. And one other point, and this is my opinion. David Hogg is receiving some flack from the DNC president because he wants to put money into primaries of incumbent Democrats.
Correct.
Well, I believe that we do need to get some new people in there. You know, a senator or a congressman that was voted in when they were, like, say, 40, 30, 40 years old, they're 90 now. You know, we need new blood.
Well, it's not just that, Susan. I mean, you know, let's be clear. I heard a great and lengthy interview with David Hogg about this last week. He is not saying just because you're old, he doesn't want you in there. He's not going after Nancy Pelosi,
exactly.
And she's in her 80s. He's
not going
after Bernie. He's 83. He's going after the people that he calls ineffective. And I would argue that those are probably the corporate Dems, you know, the Jared Goldens. I mean, that's who Jerry Crawley was. Was that his name? Crawley was the last name. It was the guy that was the number three Democrat in the party, you know, in the House when AOC knocked him out. And, you know, that's the kind of person that they want to go after. And I fully support that, frankly. And go ahead.
I do too, Tom. I completely support that because obviously from this last election result, they are not getting their point across to Democrats who have never even thought about voting for a Republican.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it was Joe Crowley, actually, now that I think about it. Susan, thank you for the call, and thanks for listening to us there in Missouri. I appreciate it. It's 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls on Anything Goes Weekend right after this. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Your media support group for We the People.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's talk media for the rest of us. And we'll be right back with you. When was the last time you checked your home title? That's the legal proof you own your house. And if you're like me, the answer is never. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and boom, your home title has been transferred out of your name. They then take out loans using your equity or even sell your property. You won't even know what's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. Use promo code TOM14, T-H-O-M-1-4, at HomeTitleLock.com to make sure your title is still in your name. You'll also get a free title history report plus a free 14-day trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud should happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Go to HomeTitleLock.com now and use that promo code TOM14. That's HomeTitleLock.com, and the promo code is TOM14.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about
about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number, because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for by the
Maggie Dawn.
A Milwaukee County judge was arrested today. Coming up at 4 o'clock, Maggie Dawn breaks it all down. Maggie knows the law, she knows the judge, and will dish out the facts on the show.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Lawmakers are holding roundtable discussions to hear from the community about effects that federal cuts and actions have had on local Wisconsinites. Senator Brad Pfaff felt it was a good listening session, but he heard a lot of fear.
Comments that were shared by the Aging Disability and Resource Center team. And when they talk about the concern and outright fear that some of our elderly members in our communities are experiencing right now because they continue to hear about potential cuts to Medicaid as well as to Social Security.
When it comes to Head Start, representatives stated that no one seems to know what's going on. The response they hear is, don't call us, we'll call you.
It's important that we all recognize that we want our children to get a good head start, and especially early childhood education is so very important.
Senator Sarah Kieski said that people are really concerned and anxious, wondering what's going to happen next.
There are consequences to these decisions that are having ripple out effects that are beyond what had been considered and are now going to be affecting more and more people, creating more and more damage, and therefore we'll also have more things that we will ultimately have to fix or pay for or address down the road.
Perhaps the best advice for all of us came from Roxanne Kluberantz-Gerber.
The biggest thing that you can do right now is reach out to those federal legislators, not just once,
yes,
not just twice, consistently, daily, weekly. Make sure that your voices are heard. Continue to flood their emails, their voicemails with your concerns. If we stop, if you do a one and done, they're going to think it doesn't matter anymore.
The roundtable discussion was held in Richland Center on Thursday. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Damp and dreary this afternoon, with rain rolling through, it'll wind down early this evening. However, high temperatures are stuck to the low 50s with breezy winds out of the north. There's a small chance of some sprinkles tonight, otherwise clearing clouds overnight with a bright and beautiful day tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 46 degrees at our studios.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Mike Starr joins us here on Nightlight. Your timing, good fellas, Mike. What you just said was an ad-lib to De Niro. He's like, security, and you're like, you're looking at him.
Well, that whole scene was improvised. And Paul Hip, he said, make sure you don't call it ad-libbing. It's improvisation. It was quite a process that Martin Scorsese put us through over a few days that it would come out like that. It wasn't just like, hey, how you doing?
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwalbe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Wisconsinology's Frank Anderson, new Wisco Weekend host Lisa Hale, and it's a bar band Friday night, so Terry Barr joins the show with new music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe, weeknights 6 till 8.
Thank you so much for all of your support. Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. Hey, if you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. Louise and I both use the CBD gummies from CB Distillery. They really work. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood, and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. And with over 2 million satisfied customers and 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. So if you're still struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like millions are to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, I can get you 25% off your entire purchase. Just use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at cbdistillery.com. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations, but if you want 25% off your entire purchase and you want to check this incredible stuff out, go to cbdistillery.com and use that promo code TOM, T-H-O-M.
It slips in through the courtrooms while no one dares to ask why. No tanks roll down the main street, no fire in the sky above, just silence from the leaders as they strangle.
Past the hour, picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Sue in Frankfort, Illinois. Hey, Sue, what's up?
Hey there. Can you hear me?
Just fine.
Okay, good. Yeah, I heard something earlier about someone saying, you know, call your representatives. And, of course, I've been reaching out to Jonathan Jackson. He's my rep. And Tammy Duckworth and Dick Durbin. And I do get responses, which is great. I'm really glad I'm able to, you know, let them know my concerns. But I also thought, you know, what the heck? I'm going to call a representative from Illinois by the name of Darren LaHood. He is kind of southwest of here, and maybe mid-Illinois. Now, I'm not in his precinct or whatever you call that.
District, yeah. Is he a Republican?
He's a Republican. Mm-hmm. And so I get their office, I get a live person, and I say, you know, I have some concerns I'd like to share. And they say, well, what's your zip code? And I tell them, and they, oh, you're not in our, you know, our area, so we, you know, we just can't take your concern. And I'm like, really? You represent just that little bit of Illinois, not all of Illinois? So, yeah, that was kind of very, you know, discouraging.
Yeah,
and
well,
you know,
Mark Pocan on this program on Wednesday, I think it was, somebody called about this, and he said that for his office, they've just got, you know, like two or three people that deal with all the constituent stuff. I mean, the budgets for Congress are not that large, unless you're like the Speaker of the House or something, and so he can only respond to people in his district. I mean, he'll try to reach out to people who reach out and say, "I heard you on the program." He kind of makes an exception for that, but. But by and large, he had like 12,000, you know, inquiries a month. Maybe it was 17,000. It was a lot. And So I get it. I don't think you can criticize him for that. If he was on a major committee, you know, if he was the chairman of a committee who oversaw something that has national import, then I think you could make an argument that he represents more than just, you know, his district in Illinois. But
yeah,
probably.
Well, I just found it interesting that their response was first, what's your zip code?
Yeah.
And, you know, they weren't even interested in what my concern was. But,
yeah.
You know, luckily, you know, Jonathan Jackson's office was very responsive, you know, said, you know, I was able to talk to a live person, which was awesome, you mm-hmm. know, not just an email or, you know, so forth. But anyway, that was just something I was, you know, a little concerned about. And
I get it.
But
I get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Suze, thank you for the report from the field. I appreciate it. From Frankfort, Illinois. Thank you so much. Linda in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. Hey, Linda, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I wanted to talk to you about the autism thing.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter's a teacher, and she's very concerned about this with students because she said she has told parents in the past that, you know, this isn't tracked, it will not, you know, harm your child. And now he wants to start, Kennedy wants to start a national register
right.
of autism people and get into their medical records.
Yep. Excuse me,
and,
yes. I think it's very dangerous.
Yes, it is. It sounds like...
In fact, this is the early stages
Hitler
of...
Hitler 101.
Yeah, I was just going to say, this is the early stages of eugenics.
Right.
Which Hitler
but
got
But I
from
have
us.
To tell you a funny story. Tell you a funny story. My husband passed away this past year.
I'm sorry.
And my daughter said to him one time, Dad, you know, I think you could be autistic or, you know, on the spectrum of ADHD. And he said, he when he passed, he was 80 years old, and this was a few years ago. And he said, you know, honey, when I went to school, they just called you lazy and stupid.
Yeah.
And
go.
We just laughed because they just said, try harder. You're not trying. You're not focusing, you know?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it's just, it's just ridiculous. I also have to just say that I saw you in Illinois here for a book signing this past year, and I met a woman there, and she happens to live really close to me, and now she just contacted me. We became friends through you.
Sweet.
And I'm really excited because she just let me know, and I've been invited to an Invisible new chapter
mm-hmm.
in Barrington, Illinois, that they're starting, and I'm really excited about it.
Very
and
cool.
Mimi and I are going to meet, and I've been to their rallies, and I've been to the 50-51. I was at the last one with 50-51. And I'm 75 years old, and I'm just keep trying. Keep trying. It's very discouraging. I have two daughters, and, you know, I mean, they're coming after women. They're coming after everybody. If you're not a white male, you're, you know, this save
a white Christian
thing has
man.
Really bothered me.
Yeah.
Right. And this save thing has really bothered me about, you know, you changed your name when you got married and now you might have trouble registering to vote.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a very scary time. I just want to tell you, I really appreciate how you stand up for it. I listen to John Fugelsang too. He's a delight and gives mm-hmm. really good ideas and encourages me.
Yeah,
so keep up
John's
the great work. I really appreciate it. And thanks for taking my call.
Well, thank you, Linda. I appreciate your kind words.
You're welcome.
And spot on.
Thank you.
Thank you. From Linda in Illinois to Linda in California in Palo Centro. Hey, Linda, what's on your mind today?
Hi, it's Palo Cedro. Hi,
Cedro.
Out there in the bushes of California.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I just want to say, this morning's news about Judge Dugan, that is a big deal, the Milwaukee judge that was arrested by the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
I hope your listeners will pay attention to that.
She used to be the director of Catholic Charities, I think, and she also was a public defender. I mean, she has a long record of good humanitarian work. And, you know, so it doesn't surprise me that they would go after her.
Yeah, well, blocking the deportation of people without due process, in my mind and in the legal profession, I'm sure, is the right thing to do.
Yeah.
And here we are. The FBI is being used to target these judges who go against Trump's so-called takeover of our country. What I'm calling about is the FCC, delete, delete, delete. And that's, if you put that in, you'll be able to go straight to it. They're asking for information from the public on how they feel about lifting the cap on ownership of broadcast networks, which in my mind is a takeover of our media. So we end up with something similar to the Russian media.
Yeah, the cap got lifted in a big way in 1996 with the Telecommunications Act, you know, when Bill Clinton
right.
signed that. And that prior to that, we didn't have, you know, big national collections of radio and television stations like Sinclair Broadcasting or Cumulus or Clear Channel. Clear Channel had fewer than 100 stations at that time, and within a year they had something like 700. And now they want to make it even worse.
That's what I'm reading about this. Looks like a Nazi playbook, but I was hoping that maybe you might focus on this a little bit more, because this is a huge deal.
Yeah.
Because when people only end up with one government-controlled news source, then they can be brainwashed.
Yeah, our government approved. I'm with you.
You know, it limits media's ability to broadcast independently.
I was unaware of this. Thank you for putting it on my radar screen. I will look into it, and we'll be talking about it. Linda, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's just about 15 minutes before the hour. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Fair and only slightly unbalanced. I'll be right back with your calls.
It's me, your liver. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomach ache, you pop an acid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capiche?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. President Donald Trump launched a cryptocurrency meme coin with his likeness on January 17th, just before Inauguration Day. April 21st, with its value plummeting, the company offered top buyers of the coin a dinner with Trump and a personal tour of the White House. That likely violates the Emoluments Clause. The website for the meme coin loudly promotes a dinner with Trump at his Washington Golf Club for the top 220 owners of the coin, and for the top 25 owners, an exclusive reception and special VIP tour. But as of April 24th, any reference to touring the White House was scrubbed from the site. With the value having fallen from $74 to a low of $7.66 on April 17th, the price jumped after the announcement to $14.54 on April 23rd. But it's not the price of the coin that should worry Americans, but that corporations, special interests, or foreign governments could exploit the offer as an opportunity to channel money to the notoriously transactional Trump in exchange for access and favors. Jordan Leibowitz of Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington told Mother Jones magazine, "This is about as unethical as you can get, essentially selling off access to the president," unquote. We have a pre-scrubbing graphic and more on the Emoluments Clause at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal. Find us on Blue Sky at Democracy Minute.
Chef Jeff Grunder with a dinner tip you won't want to miss. The Machine Shed's Parmesan-crusted America's Cut. It's seriously amazing. We start with a juicy grilled pork loin and top it with a Parmesan crust made from real butter, roasted garlic, grated Parmesan, parsley, cracked peppercorns, and toasted breadcrumbs. We bake it to a golden brown and drizzle with white wine sauce. It's a game changer. Trust me. Head to the Shed tonight. Fox River Drive, Appleton.
All eyes are on Wisconsin as the NFL's 2025 Player Selection Draft is finally here. 250,000 people are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
Our citizens are just so excited to welcome hundreds of thousands of guests to the city of Green Bay. We're thrilled about it. I mean, the economic impact is going to be substantial. 20 million roughly in the metro area, and then I think 96 million is the number that's being used statewide.
It's the second time Wisconsin is hosting the draft, the first in 1939. But do you know where? Was it Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer's coming up.
The smallest NFL city, but the biggest heart
And with the main campus all around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the very next day. By the way, the Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. So tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now? Eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. So simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a free refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. Louise loves Vibrance. She uses it every night. She raves about it. That's Vibrance, Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Vibrance, Vibrance.com/Tom and to get 37% off and free shipping.
The revolution's here, we're knocking on the door. Welcome to Bernie's anti-oligarchy tour. Oh, Bernie's anti-oligarchy tour. Right up, don't be poor. He's fighting for the people, marching shore to shore.
Welcome back. 51 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Anything goes weekends. Sean in Chicago. Hey, Sean, what's on your mind today?
Yes, good afternoon, sir. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a question and an observation. Question is, do you know anything about the current status of the referenda to get Puerto Rico and Guam stated?
I don't. I would have to look up the current status. I know in Puerto Rico there was a big brouhaha. What, 2 years ago, I think, they had a non-binding resolution?
Yeah, it was last November, actually. It was a non-binding resolution, and it was 57% yes.
Yeah, yeah, it passed with a majority, but not a two-thirds majority. So I just don't, but with regard to Guam, I have no idea. I had reported on the Puerto Rico thing when it happened, and forgive me for getting time back. I'm terrible with time, but yeah.
That's all right. And a quick thought about enemy aliens and all that. I wonder if Donald Trump realized that back in 1917 when his grandparents were immigrants from Germany, mm-hmm. if people thought of the way Trump thinks now had won the day back then, his grandparents would have been sent back to Germany, his parents would never have met, and Donald Trump would never been born.
Yeah. Well, apparently,
enough to realize that?
Yeah, apparently his grandfather came over here because he was trying to avoid the draft, the World War One draft.
And he went to Alaska during the gold rush and ran a couple of whorehouses. That's how the Trumps made their money.
That's the history, yep. And set up a fantastic role model for little Donald. Sean, thank you for the call.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks a lot. Okay. Good talking to you. James in Hollywood. Hey, James, what's on your mind today?
Oh, Tom, world peace from music, rhythm, and harmony, but I cannot understand how all these Christians in America are not uproarious over what's happening in Israel. The Nakba started at 47-48 with Netanyahu's father being part of it. Well, now, and that was the original, like you mentioned earlier in the show, that Zionists first said from the river to the, they actually said from the sea to the sea, geographically larger. But they wanted it all for Israelis, no Arabs, no Palestinians. And Netanyahu's father was part of that Nakba, and now Netanyahu's son is completing it. It does not anyone see that that's all they wish to do? Ben-Gavir came out and said it.
No,
maybe we want to
kill
them all.
Yeah, there's a bunch of people on the Israeli right who are promoting that. I get it, James. I don't think they're going to succeed, but they've done a mind-boggling amount of damage. And, of course, Hamas handed them the perfect opportunity on October 7th, which was insane. James, thanks for the call. George in
Traverse City, Michigan.
Oh, Traverse City, yeah. Okay, hey, that's where Louise and I went for our anniversary, or for our honeymoon. So what's up, George?
I'm trying to figure out and doing research, and I can't figure out who's funding the 50501 movement. Do you happen to know who's funding that?
I do not.
Okay, because we are looking into creating a chapter, but we can't find out who to get a hold of.
I know we had a conversation a couple of months ago about seeing if we could get somebody from there on. Did you ever get in touch with anybody there? Yeah, no. We haven't had any success in doing that, George. We will continue, though. I mean, we know who the individual people are, which is reassuring. George, thanks for the call. I'm sorry I don't have an answer for you. Alan in Seattle. Hey, Alan, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Hey, great rant this morning.
Thank you.
You didn't hold anything back, really.
Yeah, it was Louise's idea, actually. She's good at that kind of thing.
Ah.
Yeah.
Well, I want to connect the GDP to the climate crisis,
mm-hmm.
if I could. As we know, 70% of the GDP is consumers, but they have an aging and demographic problem because us older guys don't buy that much. And in order to keep profits up, they use planned obsolescence to offset their declining sales.
Yep.
And, of course, a lack of innovation. The new paradigm is to keep the profits up is to ignore the climate crisis. You know, in a corporation, there's a balance sheet, but there isn't a balance sheet for the country. So when you wipe out the Palisades or the forest in
I got it, Alan. You said it very well. I'm sorry, I'm out of time, but thank you very much. Amen. Hey, special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Natty Atwell, Jamie Holly, Mike, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Gerilyn Halbert, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Spross, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jeremy Peterson, Connor Arroyo, Karna Verdi, Marthy Salinas, Mateo Robertson, Diane Russell, and Ruben Michaels, all the fine folks who work on this program. And thank you to you for letting our sponsors know or letting our nonprofit stations know that you're listening and that you support them. Get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a wonderful weekend. I'll catch up with you on Monday. Stay safe.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline. Right now, we guarantee you're gonna love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us, but you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day, guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800.
Draft Day is on the way, and Stillmake Brewing has crafted Green Bay's original Draft Beer, a honey malt lager with Wisconsin barley and hops. Perfectly balanced and easy to drink, it is your ideal first round selection. Find Green Bay Draft Beer at Stillmake Brewing or anywhere great beer is sold. Making a stop at Stillman's Tap Room? You can also try their other fresh taps, along with Wisco Hard Seltzer, Glass Apple Ciders, and Honeymoon Mead. Celebrate an historic day in Green Bay with Stillman Brewing's draft beer.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A judge arrested by immigration police inside the Milwaukee County Courthouse today, accused of federal crimes for allegedly misdirecting federal agents away from an undocumented immigrant they wanted to arrest. Judge Hannah Dugan pleads not guilty. A former Doña County, New Mexico, District Judge Joel Cano, arrested along with his wife, accused of knowingly allowing members of a Venezuelan gang to live on his property. Cano denies knowing they were part of a gang, denies giving them guns. He says they did handyman jobs. With President Trump again claiming tariff talks are going on with China, says ABC's Rachel Scott.
China calling it fake news, saying there are no negotiations on tariff issues and no agreement has been reached.
American consumer sentiment is down for a fourth straight month, says a survey from the University of Michigan. Luigi Mangione pleads not guilty in New York to killing that healthcare corporate executive. This is ABC News.